Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let us sing along. Sisho sithi modimo hayo ya tshwanang le wena, modimo re ya leboha. O ya shola o Pastor Mthunzi number si phelezele umfundiso Shona Sekhari ngibonge nalapha ku ku Dr. Lungile Madinani njoba beka sherela izwi from the book ka Matthew 5:16 ngibonge no Khalimambo u share a beautiful testimony. Yeah, ngizophinda ngidlale futhi ngale kuka 4 yilapho ke sizokhuluma khona ngendaba ye tithe ne offering. Asiyela elayinini. Sawubona Dumela usemoyeni?
Dumela sisibahle, Dumela ngubaleleli ba Radio Pulpit. It's Sesimo Riana Khari here.
Sesimo.
What a word of encouragement for somebody.
Wow, usiphatheleni.
But I just want to encourage somebody who's going through a difficult phase in their life at the moment. Today I was so encouraged by our pastor, Bishop Franz Murudu, preaching on putting on the full armor of God, but specifically talking about the shield of faith. So it's about to be difficult, go to go try this player, go to face in God, there's some few things that I would like just to share from what Mfundisi has said today. Ukuthi uma uhlaselekile, the enemy will throw the fiery darts your way. Ukuthumela ngento eziningi ayenze ukuthi nolokholo lokuncane lokusele kube ngathi kuyashabalala. But I'm here to encourage somebody ukuthi, you know, keep on confessing faith, keep on speaking faith. Imagine a Satan has uyakuhlasela today, akutholomile ezwini, kusasa afika akutholomile ezwini, ninini abuya after 2 months atholomile ezwini. Uyabona ukuthi this ground is too solidified in Christ. Moshisikhatsami ngokuhluphana nalomzalwane. Because nanoma yini le mshayako ayifiki, ayifinyeleli ekumshabalaliseni lithemba lakhe kuNkulunkulu. So I just want to say to umzalwane, wherever you are, have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. All the pressures that you're going through in life, they are real, they are painful, but God is greater than all those challenges. And uNkulunkulu ufuna simthembe njalo nanoma izinto azihambe kahle simthembe njalo nanoma izinto bofise ukuthi sifinyelele kulomnyaka ngathi yo sokufika noAugust kusasanyana kungathi kudala, you know, keep trusting God. He can turn your life around in a day. He can turn your life around in a year. So ours must just be to fix our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of our faith. If you read the word of God in the book of Hebrews chapter number 12, it is verse number 3. Eric Jesus did not despise the cross. He did not despise the cross. He knew there is a joy that is coming after all this that he will be going through in form of crucifixion. So I want to encourage you, Mzanano, wherever you are, but keep trusting God. Keep trusting God. As Kulumenje Mobisimo Simnandi in our lives, we speak like this because we want to encourage Bazalan to be resilient against the enemy, whatever he throws their way. May you have a beautiful Sunday. May you still have a great week ahead. Shaletembeni, put on the full armor of God. Read the word of God in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, from verse number 10, going down. Towards the end, it is after standing, you must stand. Nanoma kunjani, stand, Mzalwani. Kholwa, kukhona umuntu osimshumayezayo ngempilo zethu. Uma simile ekholweni, nanoma simo. Just keep trusting God. Amen and amen. And God bless you, Sis Bartley, and the family.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sis Mo. Sibonge nakumfundisi Murudu. Kalentswe le monate.
Amen.
Amen. Sibonge kakhulu kuSis Mo ngokuthi asishayele izwi. Isikhathi siyagijima. Siyagijima lesi sikhathi. Siyalapha ke kuSis Bongi uzosithulela i word of encouragement. Asindlule ngala bese ngiyabuya naye.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. I-Radio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Yebo, singumngani imihla nemihla. Kwamanje ke siyangale e-Eastern Cape silanda uSisibongi ezosherela a word of encouragement. Sisibongi, sawubona.
Sawubona mandla apho njani sisi?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. Kunjani namhlanje Eastern Cape?
Kuhle Eastern Cape, it was raining and drizzling during the early hours of the morning, but now, hey, it's warmer and yeah, the sun is out. So Eastern Cape is just beautiful. Kumnandi namhlanje. Kunjani Goli?
Hayi, ku right nje. Akubandi, akushisi ku right.
Oh, that's lovely.
Amen. Usiphathele namhlanje.
Ngibulise abaphulaphuli be Radio Pulpit. It's good to be back once again this afternoon. I have nothing much, but I want to believe that it's going to make an impact or have an impact or kuthi sisonke singabaphulaphuli. It had an impact on me as I was thinking about it and praying about it. The issue of regression. We've talked a lot during the month of July. Even in the country, a lot has happened. There's been a lot of revelations. We've been taught many things, be it in the family, be it at church, but there's always a teaching that is falling upon our heads. There's always a truth that is being revealed over our lives, in our lives, in our surroundings. There are things that are being done to us as a sense of sikhule. There are teachings that are said to us that as a sense of desire, but there is that concept of regression. Regression is when one is growing back, or when one is going back to a state asuka koso. Yeah, but instead of moving forward, you go backwards. There's just a few things that I outlined as the essence of umuntu ufumase ndobana okhula ukubuya umva instead of going forward ubuya umva. One I outlined ndobana you tend to get kwesi state okanye uba kwesi state when you neglect your spiritual disciplines, when you neglect prayer, when you reject reading the word of God, when you reject meditation, zonke izinto ozaziyo that they draw you closer to God, zizinto ezo ezikwenza ubuyumva. When you also lose God's favor, you tend to turn back. Iba khona idelay, kuba khona element ye stagnancy over your life. Take for an example umntana okanye umuntu who moves away from a covering yakokwabo. Umzekelo, when practical example, when you're going to varsity, ukhulele kokwenu in a protective or protected environment where there's everything to your reach. When you want to go to the bathroom, it's here. When you want to do this, utata okanye mama is here to assist. But now you've got ba uphume kokwenu uhambe. As much as it is a positive thing, a positive step, Lena, but ikhona lanto ikhona when I get there, because you are not used to staying alone. This is just an example. You're not used to staying alone. You're not used to doing things for yourself, by yourself, on your own, and all that. And if I'm not going to partake in activities here at varsity because I'm not used to this. Instead of growing forward, you grow backwards. Yeah, but so simply because you came out of his zone, this is what happens to us. I'm using this analogy so that just to draw a picture for us. This is what happens to us as human beings. There are many efforts that have been put on in improving your life, in doing things right, in taking the right direction, making the right choices. If it's friends, negative impact, you remove yourself. There's many things. You are very proud of yourself. But yay, upume ku covering. When upuma ku covering, lando, it exposes you to the enemy. Remember what the Bible says. Ebuza uthixo ubrother wakho ukuthi hayi andingomgcini wakhe. And ke xa embuza, why are you so sad? Uthixo uthixo uthi because ilungisa, because isono sakho sihleli ngasemnyango, silindile. Yabo? So now, when we remove ourselves from the covering, when we remove ourselves from a safe space, we expose ourselves to a danger. We expose ourselves to, we become vulnerable unnecessarily. Vulnerable kwizinto that might endanger our lives. So that on its own, ikwenza ube ne drawback ebomini bakho, ikwenza ube kanti ubuyumva, okanye ube kanti stagnant. The other thing that I endi bonile that causes us to regress, to move backwards. It is an increased exposure to obvious temptations. The Bible says we should run away from obvious temptations. As you see, though, you do not need to expose yourself to. I once heard or read somewhere, the fact that you can resist the devil does not mean you should spend time with them. We are Zazwen. You self-control, it's self-discipline. But do not expose yourself, because the unnecessary exposure, it might invoke, as you see, you used to love smoking. Now, I conquered that. It's been years now. But for some reason, you expose, when you overexpose yourself to some smoking, your lungs have recovered, your skin is now glowing, you are all looking good. But for some reason, you decided to expose yourself to that environment. It has got the potential of taking you backwards. You do that. So that on its own, it also leads to you regressing. So we ought to watch out for as people in general, not only but in general, there are things that you don't have to expose yourself to, because they might take you back to izinto. And when I said before that when you neglect your spiritual disciplines, there are certain disciplines opilangazo as an individual. If you wake up, you pray in the morning before Wednesday, you pray, and from praying you go for a jog, and when you come from a jog, ulungiselele your day, whether you're working from home or you take a transport on your pumendini, uyayazi routine yakho. But now, for some reason, iphume ekaleni routine yakho, okanye uvele ube lazy to continue doing that. That iyakuphazamisa, because ubuyazazi into yobana uba effective and efficient when you start your day in a particular way. Uyazazi into yobana uba effective when you read the word, because it enlightens you, because iba nempendulo ozifumanayo from the word of God. Uyazazi into yobana there's a group of people, when you associate yourself with them, uyazazi into yobana you are gaining something from them. Uyazazi into yobana wena every 6 months you want to take a course, because it but your goal, you do that. But now, for some reason, I am too lazy. You allow laziness to ubaibeka, and it gets the better of you. That thing, it leads you to regression. You would find yourself square one, square ten, because you allowed, we are about complacent in doing what was right and what was working for you. Sometimes you don't even need to fix anything. As long as it's working, continue doing the right thing. Because the word of God, it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we will drift away from it. This is the truth. Take it and run with it. Because if you don't take the truth, you are going to drift away from lendi right befamo yayenza. You are going to turn away from lendi right befamo ukhilangayo. If we talk of disciplines as in morals as a right, continue doing that. If it takes you to stay away from certain people, kubuyazi ndobana bandisa kule nto ndingayifuniyo, the obvious temptation lendi ibalekayo, but aba bantu bayandisondeza, okanye this action indisondeza kule nto ndiyazi ndobana I am trying to do away with it. Mamela mndase, run away, run with the truth, because the truth is yeyona ndikukhululayo, ilendi zakusondeza unto the purpose of God ngobomi bakho. So with that being said, as we are closing off the month of July, a lot has happened, but I want us to be encouraged. This is us, into yokuba asikwazi intobana simane sibuye umva sikanye sijikeleza endaweni eyi-one, because the moment ujikeleza endaweni eyi-one uzawuba defeated okanye uzawuba demotivated, because you are not seeing any progress in your life. What we want to see is progress. Remember, we want to celebrate up. We want to see abantu celebrating. We want to see ezas in those lungile, ezas graduations. We want to see our parents smiling. We want to see God smile. We want God to be glorified in impilo zethu. We want us as well, because you're not only making other people happy, but you want also to be happy as an individual or personally, because the development yakho nokuba right kwakho kukwenza nawe wenze kahle. I usually say to my kids, when you do good, you feel good. Because kaloku noba it's a small thing, as long as you did something right, ikwenza nawe ube right loo nto leyo, you feel good. Ne-stress sakho sizawuhlamtasa. Ezaa zinto ubuqonda uba zininzi uzithwele. The moment you take the truth, the moment you run with the truth it amaxesha onke it sets you free. With that being said, let us close the month of July on a big bang and refuse to grow backwards. But instead, let us go forward, because that's the only way to go right now. With that being said, God bless you.
And refuse to backslide. Refuse to backslide. Amen. Uyazi ngizo ukhuluma ngendaba ye covering, sikhuluma ngayiphi covering la ngoba nginokuzwa abanye bathi if usemshadweni your husband or your wife iba yi covering yakho, and then most enkonzweni your pastor we covering yakho, so bo khuluma ngayiphi covering?
Yebana ngoku, I am talking about the covering of God.
The covering of God, yes.
Let's take the covering, the very original covering. I'm not saying the other coverings are wrong.
Yeah.
No, that is another day for another day. But take the covering of God. Because if you read the Bible and all the stories of the great men of God who were used by God, disaster happened to them.
Mm.
So there is in the covering, under the covering, because it's not language, it's under the shadow of his wings, I find peace, I find protection, because the moment you suck up, protection is compromised, peace is compromised. I think that is in the book of Psalms.
Mm.
You know, pieces, many things in your life, they get compromised. Take the covering of God. It might come in the from a husband,
yes,
or from a pastor, or from whoever. It's a packaging. Packaging differently.
Yeah.
So that is a different thing altogether. So let's focus on the covering of God. If it comes in a different package, that's still fine. Embrace it.
Mm. Thank you so much, Sis Bongi, ukuthi uhlale nathi kule nyanga yonke kaJulayi. Mongekho la emoyeni utholakala kuphi?
I am available on TikTok as Bongiwe, just my name, Bongiwe.
Mm-hmm.
And also available on Facebook, it's Bongi Nosi, one word. You will find me there. I'm available on those platforms.
Yo, kule ntambama sithi asibuyele muva, siyaphambili. Thank you so much, Sis Bongi. Sizophinda sihlangane futhi angazi nini. angazi nini. But usazobuya la emoyeni ngoba sisakudinga ukuthi uzos motivate.
All right, yes, it's not a problem.
Amen. Ithi ngikuphelezele la ngo Andile kaMajola uthi we shall overcome.
Amen. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.